Luke 24:49, Acts 1:8. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Please, until you are endued with power from heaven. The power is from above. So this is not power like power here on earth. This is the power from heaven. Right? Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come. See? Power. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail. And I will, verse 19, and I shall give you the keys, authority and power to rule. Power to rule. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me. Oh, underline that. You shall be witnesses to me. This is why you are alive. This is why you are breathing. This is why you were saved. To be witnesses. Not to look cute and all of that on Instagram. No. To witness to yourself. But to be a witness of Jesus. Not for yourself to show yourself, but to show him. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Now, this is how we ought to witness. He says, you shall receive power, then witness. No one can witness for Christ without the Holy Spirit. That's a very weak witness. You shall receive power, then you shall be witnesses to me. This is the reason why we are breathing. This is the reason why we are alive. Since when have you witnessed to Christ? Since when have you been a witness to him? Since when have you witnessed for Christ? This is why you have the Holy Spirit. This is why you have the Holy Spirit. It tells you, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you and you shall receive power. This is why you have the Holy Spirit. Don't be ignorant. This is why you have the Holy Spirit. Do not be ignorant. Holy Spirit and power, we are talking about kingdom issues. Please seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Worry not about anything else. He says, anything else, everything else, God says, I will add it to you. I will add it. I will give you. I will give you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Mark 16, 15 to 18 and verse number 20. Mark 16, 15 to 18 and verse number 20. Now we're talking about witnessing for him. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go. Now, having received the Holy Spirit, having received power, after that the Spirit of the Lord had come upon them, they received power. Now they're going to preach, witnessing for him. Right? Verse number 17. And these signs will follow those that believe. Of course, he said the same thing in John 14:12. Everyone that believes in me shall do the things that I'm doing. Jesus did not say he was finished working out miracles and signs and wonders. No, he said, as my Father sent me, now I send you. I'm going to the Father. You continue. That's what he said. Oh my God. Oh my God. Signs, miracles, wonders shall follow you. He says, and it continues, he says, and in my name you will cast out devils, you will cast out demons, and they will speak with new tongues. Right? You'll speak with new tongues. These are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But what also he means here, because here we're talking evangelism. Now he tells you, the nations he's sending you, don't worry not knowing their language. You will supernaturally speak their languages. You will supernaturally understand their languages. Now, he was addressing a Jewish audience here. The disciples were Jews. Now he was telling them, he was indicating to them, I am not sending you only to the Jews. I am sending you to people whose languages you don't understand. So these people are not Jews. I'm sending you to nations. Go and plunder. Go and plunder. Go and plunder. Go and plunder. Thereby sentence. Go and plunder. Go naturena. Go and plunder. DK. Go and plunder. Whatever you are, I'm sending you to plunder. Don't worry. The people I'm sending you to, they may not speak the same language, but you will speak languages. You will speak tongues that you don't understand. And the Japanese will understand you because you are speaking their language in the spirit, empowered by the Holy Ghost. No, this is what we're talking about. Holy Spirit and power. Not just language, blah, 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 but also language that is of people here that you don't understand, but God wants you to reach them. There's nothing too hard for God. There is nothing impossible with God. Oh, hallelujah. I've never spoken Venda in my life, but if God were to take me alone and I stand in Venda there, and people say, but you're speaking the Venda of our grandfathers. That's how pure it will be. So I'm, why? That's a sign. You are not speaking the modern one, the rich one. Then they will know God is with you. And people will fall on their knees and receive Jesus as Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This is what God is saying to you. This is what God is saying to you now. Now. Stop calling people to nights of breakthroughs and all that stuff. That's not kingdom. Night of prophecy, that's not kingdom. No, that's not, I'm telling you, that's not kingdom. Those are charlatans. These are money-making schemes. That's not kingdom. Night of breakthrough, night of this, night of that. No, that's not kingdom. It's not kingdom. No. Money-making schemes. Hallelujah. Number 18, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it'll by no means hurt them. It's promising them protection against devils. Yes, promising them. It says, go, don't worry. Nothing shall by any means harm you. Go. Go. It's the same thing he was saying there in Luke 10, 19. He says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. Talking about demons and over all the power of the enemy. Now listen what he says. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. It's the same thing he's saying there in Mark. He didn't say, go and touch snakes. Talking about demons. He didn't say, go look for poison and prove that truly I sent you, that you are truly a man of God. Go and drink poison. You'll drink and die. That's not what he's talking about. But it does say that if they try to poison you, they won't do anything. They won't harm you. They won't harm you. It won't work. It won't work. Why? Because you're on mission. Now, which mission are you on? This protection is when you're on mission for him. Which mission are you on? Which mission? Mission of seeking breakthrough. Now things happen, you meet with misfortune on your mission of seeking breakthrough. But this is a mission of evangelism. This one, this protection, this grace. This is mission plunder. This is mission plunder, the kingdom of darkness. He says, nothing shall by any means harm you. It won't harm you. Winds and the storms, they arose. Jesus is asleep in the stern. He is asleep. He is asleep. He is sleeping peacefully. Who's protecting him? He's on mission. The one who put him on mission, he protects him. He protects him even when he's sleeping. Oh, to be obedient to God is marvelous. He will marvelous Juman. He will protect you even when you are sleeping. Because you're on mission. We are a man on a mission. We are a woman, Michelle. We are a woman on a mission. He will protect you even when you are sleeping, church. Oh, hallelujah. Peter is fast asleep. Oh, my goodness. He is fastened. There are soldiers here. He shackles on his feet, shackles on his hand, fastened to soldiers here. The man is fast asleep. Why? Because this man is on mission. He's a man on a mission. The angel of the Lord comes and taps him, says, wake up. It all looks so surreal. The man says, I think I was dreaming. Don't fear. They are reserving him for the next day to parade him, to humiliate him, and to possibly kill him. He says, don't fear, they won't harm you. As long as you're on mission, as long as you understand why you are here, as long as you understand why I saved you, as long as you understand why you're breathing, as long as you understand why you're living, as long as you understand why I died for you, do not fear. They won't do nothing to you. Now we back to Psalm 91. You will see it, but it won't come near you. You will see it, but it will not touch you. Because you are a man on a mission. You are a kingdom citizen. You are a kingdom person. You are a kingdom person. He'll protect you. Let's stop doing our own things. Sending ourselves on missions that God did not send us. Let's wait. As many as are led by the Spirit, these are sons of God. As many as are led. I promised myself not to shout today, but there it is. Oops, there it is. Now it says, they will take up serpents. There have been very, very crazy people that have actually handled serpents in their services. And some were bitten and they died. But we've watched those documentaries. Churches where they handle it. See, people who don't understand. It didn't say go and handle snakes. It says go and deal with demons and release my people. Go deal with demons and set my people free. When you're handling a snake, a physical snake, which soul are you setting free? Which kingdom of darkness are you plundering by handling a snake? They'll take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it'll by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Verse number 20. And they went out, and they preached everywhere. These are men on mission. These are kingdom citizens. And they went out, and they preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. God was bearing them witness. Why? Because they were doing the witnessing right. When we are doing the witnessing right, God will bear us witness. Confirming the word. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4. God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders. You see, God bears us witness. When the witness is done right, when it's him who's leading the crusade. I say when it's him leading the crusade. God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders and various miracles. Please, this is key. God also bearing witness both with signs, wonders, and miracles. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Signs, wonders, attesting to the word, confirming the word. When we do the witnessing right, Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. And the Bible says, and the Lord was with him. These believers in Mark chapter 16, the Lord was working with them. So it's not us just launching out and do as we please. No. It's the Lord. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are signs of God. Right? He wants us to be obedient, to be led by the Holy Spirit, to wait on the Holy Spirit. And Jesus wants us to do miracles, signs, and wonders that he did. He wants us to continue. And it's for all of us, whoever believes. So whoever believes. And God also, bearing witness both with signs and wonders and miracles, is for all of us. And now he says, and gifts of the Holy Spirit, now listen, according to his own will. It's not the will of man this. It's not the will of man, this. That's why you cannot call a meeting and give it a name unless God has given you a name. According to his will, not man's will. That's why meetings have been called and people had been hyped up. And the thing that was said, it never happened. People were discouraged. But they cover it nicely. You can't. It's according to his will, not your will. The apostles, they were sent out. They did not choose when to work miracle signs and wonders. They didn't. They were just doing what they were told. The one who was doing the miracles, the signs and the wonders was God. According to his own will. Now he says something wonderful. He says, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. How many of us in church today, we are so ignorant, absolutely ignorant, dead ignorant when it comes to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We don't even care because we think the gifts of the Holy Spirit are for the fivefold. Like we think that miracle signs and wonders are for the fivefold. Like we think that authority and power in the kingdom is for the fivefold. Like we think that everything else is suffering is for the fivefold. Patience is for the fivefold. It's only the good stuff that is for us. It's only the blessings. How can we be so ignorant? And the gifts. Gifts are part of the witness. Gifts are part of the plunder. To enhance, to advance, to grow the kingdom of God, we require these gifts of the Holy Spirit. So we cannot be ignorant. We can't be this ignorant. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. When we witness right, he says, he works with us. Number one. Number two, he confirms the word. Those are key things. He works with us. We don't launch out on our own. He works with us. One, two, he confirms the word. Miracles, signs, wonders, gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are powerful beyond measure. And all of them. Because they are from the Spirit of power. Because they are all supernatural. Because they all come from above. They don't come from down below here. 1 Corinthians 12. We're talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Crucial tools for a mission. Bongs, crucial tools. 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 1, verse 1 and 4 to 7. Number 1, it says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we just read about in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4, right? Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant. That's the key. I don't want you to be ignorant. Please don't be ignorant. 4 to 7, there are diversities of gifts. There are diversities of gifts by the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries. Ministries by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. By the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, of ministrations, of the works of the Holy Spirit, of miracles. But it's the same God who works all in all. Verse number 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Underline each one. It's for every believer. It's for every child of God. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are for every child of God. And we'll read, and it tells you here that it's by the Holy Spirit. Let's continue. Verse 11 and verse 31. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Please do underline, distributing to each one individually. Each one individually. Each one. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are for each and every believer. He distributes them to each one individually as he wills. But they are for every believer. That's why Paul says, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning the spiritual gifts. That's what he was talking about. Don't be ignorant. It's for each believer.
His Holy Spirit to apportions to each one. See, when I say I give to each one, that means I give to each and every one of you here. He distributes to each one individually as he wills. That means I can't choose the gift. As he wills, he gives as he wills. Fifi can't want the gift that I have. I can't want the gift that Fifi has. I'm not the chooser. I'm a recipient. I receive what is given me. And the one who gives me, he knows why he gives me that particular gift. Verse 31. But earnestly desire the best gifts. Please, Paul says, desire them. Earnestly desire the best gifts. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1 and 39. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 1 and 39. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. Please, you do not pursue spiritual gifts. You desire them. You don't pursue them. Spiritual gifts are not to be pursued. No. You don't pursue spiritual gifts. He says pursue love. You pursue love. You pursue the Lord. You seek the Lord. You pursue the kingdom. You pursue righteousness. You don't pursue spiritual gifts. Why? Because spiritual gifts, they come with the kingdom. Jesus Christ, when he says, seek the kingdom. So everything that the kingdom comes with becomes yours. That's why you don't pursue spiritual gifts. Desire them. It says pursue love. Hallelujah. Number 39. Therefore, brethren, desire earnestly. See again, desire. Desire. Don't be ignorant. Desire. Don't be ignorant. Desire. Now it says, a gift is given to each one for the profit of all. Our ignorance is our undoing. As a church, as a congregation, our ignorance when it comes to these matters is our own undoing. God has already given. So the gifts are there for us to minister one to another. They are for the church. These spiritual gifts that is talking about here, for the church. That's why I keep on saying, but that you may prophesy. Because church edifies the church. I mean, prophecy. Prophecy edifies. Prophecy comforts. Right? That's what he's talking about. So, which gift were you given? Because you are not so ignorant, right? I'm talking to Christians here. Who are not ignorant. If I say, which gift do you have? If you mention the gift you like, that's not the gift. Because you are not the one who chooses. He distributes to each one individually as he wills. The moment you mention the one you like, that's not the one. Again, he says, don't be ignorant. So which gift do you have? Which gift you have? You are born again. These things are for kingdom citizens. These things are for kingdom people. You've been a Christian for so long. If you don't know which gift you have, it's because you are seeking wrong things that God says you mustn't seek. If you are seeking at all, which gift? You can't be born again for 10 years. You don't even know the gifts that you have. Spiritual gifts I'm talking about. Don't say I have a gift of humility. Get out of here. Pastor, me, I have a gift of faithfulness. Get out of here. We're talking about spiritual gifts here. We are talking about character. Don't talk about character. We're talking about charismata here. Not character. Differentiate the two. Hallelujah. Second Timothy 1, 6 and 7. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Paul knew exactly what gift he imparted to Timothy. In fact, he knew exactly what gift God imparted to Timothy through him. That's the right way to put it. That was not his choice. He was being used by God to lay hands on Timothy to impart a spiritual gift. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Timothy, fan, rekindle, awaken, stir the gift. Now, how can you stir something you don't know is there? I can't now say, stir up your gift. No, you stir what you know. Paul is speaking specifically the gift. So both Paul and Timothy, they knew exactly what they were talking about. Timothy, don't sleep on duty. Timothy, don't sleep on this gift. Timothy, fan this gift. Timothy, rekindle this gift. Timothy, stir it up. Awaken it. So if you stay, what do you stay that you don't know you have? What are you going to stay? Really, honestly. Don't be ignorant. We're saying to Timothy, don't be ignorant, my son. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has given us a spirit of power. Timothy, do you know how absolutely powerful it is, the gift that is in you? Amen. Do you know how powerful that gift is, Timothy? All the gifts of the Holy Spirit are powerful gifts. Now people, they say there are power gifts, there are vocal gifts. No, they are all powerful gifts. This is man's division. This is people who are doing this. These gifts are all powerful. They're all powerful beyond measure. Understand, they came from above. Oh, hallelujah. So which gift? I don't want to talk about gifts. Which gift do you have? Not the one you desire. No, the one you have. That now you can say, Lord, I'm sorry. I've been sleeping on this gift, you know, and pray on it. And yet you've been a Christian for so many years. And yet you've been delivered so many times. If you deliver me and the deliverance from God, the gifts of God will begin to operate in my life. If that deliverance is from God. True. If you deliver me and that deliverance is from God, it means the things, the spiritual things that are in me, they awaken. They awaken. That's true deliverance. They awaken. Not the seekers.